This is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Short. Want to give you my 7 Christmas wishes for 2010. I'll keep it short and sweet. Number 7, to developers. Don't continue to update software when it works perfectly fine the way that it is. I get so tired of having a piece of software work just fine, and then they add 0.1, 0.2, 0.29,763, and they almost invariably break something. Okay, when you get it right, when everybody likes it, move on. Number 6, this is to everyone. Realize that when you give out an email address that has a generic domain name, such as gmail.com, yahoo.com, or hotmail.com, people are going to think you're a crook. All right, it's unfair, but that's just the way it is. There may be 2 exceptions to this rule. I would argue that they are live.com, because it sounds kind of neat, and me.com. Number 5, wish number 5. This is to telemarketers. I wish that you would please accept my no as a no. Don't make me hang up on you. I can't tell you how many times I've said to a telemarketer, no thank you. I appreciate you making the effort, but I'm not interested. And they just keep going and going like the Energizer Bunny. And I've even said to them, if you keep talking, I'm going to have to hang up on you. And do you know they just keep going? And I end up hanging up on them, and then I feel badly. Accept my no as a no. Wish number 4. And this is to those who do a lot of emailing on emailing lists. Those of you with gender-neutral names such as Chris, Renee, Lynn, Kelly, Tracy, Dana, Francis, Marion, Pat, and even Taylor, would you please indicate what your gender is somewhere in the messages? If you think your gender will not affect the way I address you, you're wrong. I mean, I'm not going to ask a male Pat out on a date. I have not been in California that long. Wish number 3. Don't wait to the end of a conversation to ask me a question that is the true purpose of your call. I really wish this would stop happening to me, and I'm sure there are those of you out there who wish it would stop happening to you. So if you call somebody, say, hi, I have a question for you. Don't call and say, how have you been? How's the weather? Take 20 minutes, and then at the end, when I say, well, it's been nice hearing from you. Oh, it's nice talking to you too. Oh, one more thing. And then you ask the question that's going to take 2 hours to answer. I don't know about everybody, but I almost always feel completely played. And I kind of start to hate you a little bit, okay? So don't do that anymore. Wish number 2. This is to everyone. Practice proper doorbell etiquette. Nothing irks me more than when somebody knocks on my door or rings the doorbell, waits about 2.5 seconds, and does it again. Waits another 2.5 seconds, and does it again. Do you really expect me to appear instantly? I need time to get through the house, people. And the more you knock and you ring, I just want to slap you senseless. So when I open the door, I just want to go, what? All right, so calm down, take it easy, ring the doorbell, look at your smartphone, look at the sky, give me time to answer the door. And number 1, this is my number 1 wish for 2010. This is for everyone, but from my perspective, it only happens with women, so I'll address the ladies. Ladies, when you call me or leave a message, don't say, hi, it's me. I have absolutely no idea who me is supposed to be. I know it's a test. I'm here to tell you I will fail it every time. I'm getting older and my mind is starting to go. So unless you're my mother or my wife, can you kindly state your name? Otherwise, I can almost guarantee we're both going to end up being embarrassed. Remember to make a joyful noise. Merry Christmas, everybody. And I'll see you back here soon. Bye-bye. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.